Express writers twice a week on air. Tuesdays at 1 with Brian Joyce, Thursdays at 10 with Jeff Stiles. Off the Press, on the air on 102.3.
The World According to Fred, a mystical, mythical talk show muse. Jeff Stiles and Fred the Show, only on Talk Radio 102.3.
Seven on my mark. Every time I do that, some dude named Mars went under my pen. What? WGOW-FM, Saudi Daisy, Chattanooga, Talk Radio 102.3. Fred. Somebody named Fred's going, what? It's the name of the show. Nobody here named Fred, just the name of the show. I'll guess. Fred and your name?
Paul.
There you go. Nobody here named Fred, just the name of the show. Free radio every day. It's hump day. Playing this song for a reason. Several reasons. A, I like it. B, it was handy. C, it actually is an admission on the part of David Bowie that he was a junkie when he started his career in Space Oddity. Launched him to the top of the charts and into space in a tin can, as you said. Listen. God Almighty, I ain't done no ass. I think we've all been there. If you've ever done it once, you've probably been thankful you didn't do it at some other time. Here he goes. Mission. Great tune, answer to his first big song, and did struggle. And addiction is a bigger problem now than I think it's ever been. The East Coast is being ravaged up in the upper crust, upper brow, nose up in the air, just picking high cotton, whatever other, high on the hog, whatever upper elevation sort of euphemism, cliche you can come up with. Places you didn't think that hillbilly heroin would take hold, it has. Heroin has taken hold. Who thought heroin would make a comeback?
And he has enough money to do as much as he wants, so that's got to be even a bigger burden. If you got an umbrella of horse, I mean, you got to be able to be, have some serious willpower.
I was watching a compilation of people who had nodded off behind the wheel, literally just behind the wheel. Now, if you've ever known somebody who was doing heroin, they are bad to just nod off. They'll be talking, and all of a sudden, they'll just, boom, it's like narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy.
And behind the wheel is not a good place to do that. More overdoses last year than gun deaths. This is unbelievable. I don't think people get it. And, of course, alcoholism is with us. Addictions to anything and everything. One of the guys that was in rehab with me said this when it was his turn. We went round and round. Hi, I'm Jeff. I'm an alcoholic. And he goes, hi, I'm so-and-so, and I am addicted to anything that changes the current mood that I'm in. If I'm up, I want to be down. If I'm down, I want to be up. I just want
to
be different.
You wanted to be alter my sense of personality.
Even when everything's perfect. What's wrong? Well, what in the world is wrong with us? Why are we wired for this stuff? I don't know, but it's an issue I've dealt with, a lot of people have dealt with, and we're going to talk about it today. There's I think relatively new organization in town.
New.
And Paul Hook is in here with us. He is CEO of, I'm going to let you fill in the blank.
Pirate Springs.
So that is not just a one-time thing. That's not this event that's coming up or launch. That is the actual...
That's correct. Group. That's the name of our organization.
Based. It's more of a Bradley County, Cleveland thing, but it's for the region.
We are based in Cleveland, but we are all of southeast Tennessee and even northern Georgia. That's our working area.
Would you agree that it has gotten worse instead of better, even with all the focus?
Every year.
Every single year.
It just keeps getting worse and worse.
Jeff, when you were on vacation, I talked a little bit about how bad it was getting, and someone called up and said that they're cracking down so hard on prescription drugs that people have had painkillers all their life, and now they don't have them. There's free heroin, or not free, but very cheap.
Cheap.
And so people are actually turning to that as a response to their drug addiction on a prescription level.
Right now it'd be easier to get heroin than it would be to get, a handful of, decent Percocets.
That's staggering.
I remember being in college, and I was not a pill popper at all, but somebody would give me a Percodan, not Percocet, Percodan, And I liked it because it made my nose itch. It was fun, you know, a little extra, a little something at the concert. But I never got addicted. Didn't know I was addicted until I was taken as prescribed. Not one more, not one less. But on top of all the alcohol I was drinking, had a terrible reaction. And I'm lucky to be alive today. My cousin, who died last year, more than likely because of an opiate overdose, told me that the pills would be much harder to kick than alcohol. I laughed in his face. I said, "You're crazy as hell." And he was so right. And Paul, talk to me about your organization. What's going on here?
Well, Pirate Springs was formed initially about 2.5 years ago, not as a nonprofit. We had intended to become nonprofit, but my wife and I have been in recovery for a long time. I've got almost 30 years clean. My wife has got 11 plus. And, I mean, this is our heartfelt mission, is to help people that are struggling with this problem. And so the way we started was understanding some of the gaps in providing service. When somebody gets out of rehab, they move into a halfway house, and one of the first things that happens is they have bills coming due and no job.
Sure.
And it's difficult for someone straight out of jail or out of rehab to get a job. So we started a company to employ people living in halfway houses. And so first weekend, they can go to work with us and earn enough money to cover their expenses in the house, to pay probation, fines, fees, stuff
That's
like
great.
That. And then they have a day or two left a week to look for a full-time job. And so in 2.5 years since we started, we've helped 69 people so far to do that.
Fantastic.
I want to let me go ahead and go right off the bat and ask a dumb question so you'll get used to it. The name Pirate Springs.
Look at my last name, Jeff.
Hook.
Hook.
Arg.
Captain Hook. And so
now it comes rushing back to me like a hot kiss on the end of a wet
vest. Are you tempted to talk like a pirate sometimes? I mean,
every once in a while. And if you look at our moniker, it says that we are committed to helping you discover and locate the treasure buried deep within yourself, which is key to recovery.
I will try very hard not to make too many puns as we hoist the Jolly Roger, and don't make me walk the plank.
Hook's been my last name for 62 years, so I can take as many puns as you can throw at me.
You've got them all. You've got them all.
Don't antagonize the
10-13, all right. Grog addiction. How was that?
There you go.
All right, so seriously, this is a gap-filling measure.
Wonderful idea.
We've talked about the fact I have been on the food stamp thing before. I've done the government, milk, butter, and bread and cheese thing before. It's humiliating. It's terrible. It's very difficult. You have to really be on your toes. It sucks.
You still have to jump through a whole bunch of hoops. I mean, it's not like you don't have to. There's a lot of hoops to jump through.
I bring that up because there are built-in periods of poverty. You have to be out of work so long before you start actually getting that assistance. That period of time puts you behind the eight ball immediately.
That's
I don't know why we do it this way, but you will have a hell of a time getting back in front of the eight ball. It's really dumb. Addiction services, you know, you get in someplace, which is not always easy. And, yes, we can accept you a month and a half. If I'm desperate enough to call, I need it now.
I turn to you now. This might be the only time that I have the strength to say what I need. You know,
See, that's exactly the point of what we're starting tomorrow night with this event, is we're trying to wake up the community to the problem and what the solution is. And the solution is manifold. There's a lot of parts to it. But one of them is increased capacity and the ability to take people on without discrimination, whether they have insurance or not, whether they can pay or not.
And it is expensive. I mean, I don't know about your facilities, but rehab in general is high, and insurance companies do pay for it. They will pay a certain amount of time. I know I got out in 2 weeks. That was the plan. I didn't want to do 28 days, couldn't afford to do 28 days. But by God, the insurance company is willing to pay for it. I had to fight my way out of that place. They wanted their 28 days worth of, coverage.
Are you sure you're better, Jeff?
Yeah.
Sure you don't want to stay a little bit longer?
I'm serious. It was one of the most difficult things I've done. I had to really stand my ground.
Right.
It was okay. Now, same thing, though. When I made the decision, yes, I am in serious trouble. I'm going to die. I need help. I was on the air. We had about 2 months of a ratings period, and it was extremely important. There was a lot of stuff going on. The longest 2 months of my life, because at that point now, I'd already decided I'm going to get help, so I quit even trying to do anything myself, to cut back myself. I said, might as well kick it on down. Again, my guardian angels, there's legions of them. There's a platoon. I wear them out. They have to retire early. They get taken off the funny farm. Here comes another one. You're up. Tap out. And it's amazing that I'm alive.
I think every addict goes through that one thing. Is, well, you know what? I'm going to quit. And since I'm going to quit, I'm going to go out.
I'm going to go out and do one last binge.
All my chips are in then. Yeah.
That's the disease itself. What the disease does with us. It always does.
May I ask your drug of choice?
Whatever there was.
Yeah, pretty much anything. Yeah.
I mean, understand, in my day, I got started in 1965. I grew up in Southern California in a college town. So, you know, it was the beginning of the hippie revolution.
And your name was Hook.
Rock and roll. My name was Hook. And it was whatever was there, and I did it all. I mean, the only drugs I really haven't done are what's been invented since I got clean.
The synthetic stuff.
Thank
God it wasn't there.
Pretty much.
So the thing that's going on that you just mentioned.
Yeah, to give you a little bit of a background. Now, the state of Tennessee did something really, really unusual, and they decided to employ the churches. So that's why this is a faith-based coalition. What they did is they stood back and they took a look and they said, you know, the deepest reach we've got to the population in the state of Tennessee is through the churches. 55% of the state goes to church. So in order to reach the population and get the education out there, we're going to enlist them and we're going to make them certified recovery churches. Now, what that means is that the churches just become a resource center. So they, when someone comes to them, they understand what resources are available to send people to. So they do this on a county-by-county basis. So this event tomorrow night is the Bradley County Faith-Based Coalition Initiative meeting, where we're hopefully going to form the coalition. And what that does is it brings together churches, business leaders, civic leaders, community leaders, the recovery court judge, attorneys, anyone that's interested or concerned with substance abuse and trying to get it under control. And we create a plan. And the plan is to re-educate the community on the fact that, you know, addicts, by and large, did not go to career day and say, you know, I'm going to be a drug addict when I get older. They just didn't do that.
That would be an interesting speaker.
Yeah, yeah. what they did is they had a feeling that they didn't like. And once they started using a substance and found that it changed the way they felt, they stuck with it. That's pretty much the basics of an addict, is that, you know, they don't like to feel the way they do, so they take something to change it.
That the way you phrased the last time, I think, is extremely accurate, at least for me. I remember I went into a friend who is a psychiatrist and was just saying, I've got feelings, I've got questions, I've got worries, I've got a sneaky suspicion, and kind of just went through a Q&A and said, do you drink to avoid problems? I don't know. Do you drink to avoid responsibility? No. Do you drink to escape? No. He goes, why do you drink? I said, well, to catch a buzz. I like
it feels
catching
good.
A buzz. And he goes, well, you're not an alcoholic. And a year later, I'm drinking heavier than ever and have every red flag that could possibly be flying was flying. All the things I said I wouldn't do, drink in the morning, drink on the job, and was doing them all, rationalizing every one of them. Just perfectly. I was really good at it. And I actually said that on the air. I told that story on the air. I don't blame the doctor at all. He has his way of looking at it. He has his experience and might have been some truth to it, but it didn't work for me. I mentioned it on the air. I talked to a guy later who went back out based on what I said, and he, a year and a half later, was having to sober up again. I felt terrible.
Almost like he validated your feelings. Hey, I just heard it from a doctor. I'm fine. I can drink.
Well, any of those, you know, pick out any magazine anywhere and take one of those tests. You're going to fail. If you drink, they're designed to make you fail so you'll, you know, inquire. Beyond that, when you get to the serious tests, they give you a lot of leeway.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
And eventually you're just going to drink to get to oblivion. It's not about the buzz. It's not about anything else. Just take me away from this world.
And the drugs work the same way.
Sure.
You know, you eventually come to the point where you're using enough that you hope you don't wake up again.
Well,
you just want them to kill you.
I never quite knock on wood, I'd said it's just 1021 to have gotten there. But I did, it just, there's a current round of public service announcements and the same vein as This Is Your Brain on Drugs. And it's got people holding signs. And there's a young black man said, I wasn't having fun anymore. Bam. It was no longer fun. I wasn't, you know, Widespread Panic does that song, I Can't Get High. I wasn't catching a buzz anymore. All I was doing was staving off the misery. I was taking it as a maintenance drug to keep me from feeling bad. There was no feeling good. When you get to that point, you are seriously screwed.
So you found your bottom.
Yes. I hope it was.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I certainly hope. So Pirate Springs, what do people need to know? We'll go to a break and we'll come back.
Well, for tomorrow night, what they need to know is that there is an event at the church at Grace Point. So far there's about 85 people reserved to show up. We've got Senator Bell's going to be there, the local recovery court judge. We've got churches, several community leaders, and we're going to discuss this coalition and solutions. And again, the solutions don't have to do with not castigating and judging the addict, but showing them that there's hope and there's a way out.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in, and we'll continue this discussion. Questions, comments, your own personal experience, any mysteries that have plagued you. If you wonder, call. If we don't know the answer, we can fake it long enough till we find somebody who does. 267-1023, 1-888-779-TALK, long distance, toll free. Appreciate you guys tuning in, read the show. On this fine hump day. Right now, it's gorgeous. No overcast.
It's beautiful.
No mist, no clouds, no nothing. Just gorgeous. As a matter of fact, I am writing a prescription to myself to blow off the rest of the afternoon for mental health purposes. So anybody I had an appointment with, I'm going to be following doctor's orders. Something I have to do. And I got a meeting this evening that'll make up for it.
Chattanooga's Heritage Talk Station lives here. 102.3 FM and online at WGOW.com.
You know, being the Brian Joyce, I'm used to fielding all kinds of questions from listeners, and one of the questions I get the most is, how much does solar really cost?
What do you mean cost? Sure, you're not talking about the almighty dollar. Solar saves the planet, leaving us clean air and water, leaving us less dependent on that foreign oil faucet. And I'm not talking about Farrah.
Who?
Man, you are younger than me.
You're just now figuring that out?
Put it this way, less independent on the electric company. Pretty good kid show.
What are you talking about?
Lord, save me from Yankee yuppies.
Savings. Now you're talking my language. Put the nostalgia and the hippie juice down, jefe. We're talking about cost here, brother. Money, dinero. Now's the perfect time to get solar for your home or your business since the feds are offering a 30% tax credit.
Government, money, and moi. The title of your autobiography. Subtitled, It's All About the Benjamins, Baby.
Don't kick yourself, folks, for missing out. You, too, can take advantage of that 30% tax credit, and I guess you can help save the planet at the same time.
Well, as a wise man once said, we might not agree on why we agree, but I think we can agree that
Tennessee Solar Solution saves you a bunch of money. Agreed.
Agree. And business since 2007. TennesseeSolarSolutions.com.
536-9350.
Attend high school at Chattanooga State. Earn high school and college credits simultaneously. Students at Collegiate High have full access to the Chattanooga State campus, including clubs, organizations, intramural sports, and student government. Also, band students have an opportunity to participate in the UTC Marching Band Program. For more information about this unique concept, contact the Collegiate High office at 423-697-4492 or online at chattanoogastate.edu.
Ready for a little exercise in word association? Let us begin. Rock, solid. Water, cool. Waterfall, very cool. Gazebo, elevated flower beds, hanging trellises, living and dining outdoors. I'm thinking all of it in your yard and uniquely yours, blending art and function into a space that breathes like you do. Stop trying to imagine it. Go to their all-new stunningly visual website, ChattanoogaLandDesign.com. Earth works of art.
From the Mermaid Mattress Weather Center.
The Mermaid Mattress Clearance Center has moved to the old Blockbuster movie location in Fort Oglethorpe. Take advantage of half-price mattress savings.
Your official National Weather Service forecast, mostly cloudy today. Look for a high of about 61 degrees, 50% chance of showers tonight, mainly overnight. Low dropping down to 49, and showers likely tomorrow. High of 62, currently 60 degrees.
Let's talk money with Jim Place and Jamie O'Donnell. The only lunch you'll ever need. Weekdays at noon on 102.3 FM.
1026, actually. I had another drug-centric song queued up. but the CD player's not playing it. Coincidence? I don't think so. All right. 1026, John, coming to you. Pirate Springs, a relatively new organization, nonprofit, faith-based, and Paul Hook, CEO, is in here with us. Your phone number, can I give it out?
Sure.
476-4860. 476-4860. Tomorrow evening, one more time before I go to John, the Bird's Eye Lowdown scoop on what's happening tomorrow.
One quick correction. We are not a faith-based nonprofit.
And
We did that on purpose. We've got a broader reach.
The churches are affiliated.
Yes, we are. We are participating in a faith-based coalition.
There you go.
Tomorrow night, 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock at the church at Grace Point in Cleveland, Tennessee, and that's at 2550 Old Freewill Road.
Give me a reference point.
Let me tell you, if you can go on to the piratesprings.org website, there is an events tab. Go to that, click on the register link, register for it, and you'll have an address and a map.
If you if you're from around here, you know it's always near the old something. What would it be near?
Well, it's near the old firehouse on the corner of Old Freewill and...
Freewill, huh?
I don't remember the name.
No such thing as coincidences. All right, John, you are on Fred the Show. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Hey.
Just love listening to you guys in the morning. That's about all I listen to in the morning.
Good.
But I'm an ex. My drug of choice was LSD and marijuana and... You know, I still have a beer maybe once a week, but other than that, I've quit for about 15 years.
Good for you, man.
Well, you picked two that were really not physically addictive, but doesn't mean that you can't have real problems with them.
Well, you know what? It's not physically addictive, but when you get towards the end of that bag and your only thoughts are, where am I going to get my next bag, to me, that's addiction.
That's addiction right there, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So... You know, and same with the LSD. You know, it was, I must have tripped probably 2,000 or 3,000 times in my lifetime, you know, because I was doing it every weekend, 2 or 3 times a week, you know, during the week. And I've had weekends where I've done 50 hits in the weekend and maybe trips that I did 16 hits in one whack, you know.
You've been to other universes.
It was a crazy time.
Relatively coherent. I'm surprised.
Yeah, and y'all are bringing up a point that the public doesn't really pay much attention to, and that is there's a big difference between being an addict and having a dependency on a chemical.
Sure.
So when you're addicted, you just want to change the way you feel, and no matter what it is you use. And when you're chemically dependent, you can come off of that and may never have an urge to use again, and that doesn't make you an addict.
Yeah.
It means you were chemically dependent for a while.
And, you know, I was, you know, just turning 50, and my wife and I had tried several times to quit smoking pot, and we just couldn't do it, and... We were driving down the road one day, and I just said, you know, I just can't do this anymore. And so...
That does happen.
We just pulled over to the side of the road and said, look, God, we can't do this by ourselves. Help us out. And we threw our joints out the window and drove off and never turned back.
You turned to God, and it made the difference,
didn't it? That's basically how we did it. I mean, it was just a cold turkey thing, and... No, I mean, I ain't saying I ain't got moments when I think, man, I wish I had a joint right now. But, you know, I look at it and say, it ain't worth going back to. It's, you know, I don't have to look over my shoulder being paranoid anymore.
Sure.
I got, you know, I've had some good jobs. I mean, I got a good job now. I ain't saying it ain't a good job. But, you know, you can get drug tested and say, you know, whoopee, man, I passed. You know,
it takes a while to kind of get used to that too, doesn't it? I mean, you know, it's still to this day, if the right kind of headlights pull up behind me at night, my pulse starts racing. I start looking around.
Oh,
you know, now I'm going to say it's amazing to me. I mean, I know a lot of acid casualties, and that you could do that amount and not really, I mean, mess yourself up is amazing. God must have a purpose for you.
You know, I'm surprised, too, because I've known some people. Well, I have a stepson who, you know, he lives in a group home now. He's, you know, they diagnosed him, you know, bipolar, schizophrenic, but he tried it and went off the deep end, and he's never come back. So
Well,
he's off in his own little world. So.
There are people out there who can quit on their own. They're few, but I've seen a couple that have done it by just executive fiat decision. I'm not doing this anymore, and gutted
sheer
it out.
Force of will.
I could not have done it without AA. I could not have done it without a whole support team. I promise you, I tried, but I have seen it. Now, the other drugs, I got pretty good and strung out on cocaine in college. But I quit that immediately when I saw where it came from. I finally got to the point where I was buying enough where I went to the source. And when I realized just how blood-soaked that crap was and what kind of people I was supporting.
What kind of a price?
And how much acrid powder do you want to snort into your nose? And it kind of just hit me. And I did not have a problem with it. It was a big psychological, freedom. And for me, luckily, I didn't have bad withdrawals from that. The other ones, I will be an addict and an alcoholic the rest of my life.
And there's people in California, meth is the big thing. They walk the streets like the walking dead. It's really sad to see people.
I can't understand why anybody would ever do it the second time. It's the most miserable.
I'm the same way. That stuff, I just don't quite understand that. And the same with the crack stuff. I mean, I don't understand what the thrill of that is. I mean, I understand. I've done it a couple times. I ain't saying I've done it. It's a great buzz, but, you know, in 20, 30 minutes, you're wanting more, you know, and it's like, why? You know, if it only lasts that long, what in the world do you want to do it for?
Yeah, and pay a lot of money. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
10:32.
Well done, John. Nice. Congratulations.
Wow. Man, that's a lot of hits. That's a lot of acid.
Yeah, well, I'm probably a member of the 1,000-mile club anyway.
I am, yeah, maybe.
not two or three, but 1,000 anyway.
But, yeah, not that many at a time. I definitely went out. I don't think I ever came quite back to the starting place, put it that way, for good or ill. But I know a lot of people who, I mean, I can just look at them. I knew them then. I know them now. And that is the only thing that I can factor into it that made them as not as much as they were. They lost their peak. They lost their edge. So I mean, everything. There's no harmless drug.
No.
There's no harmless drug.
There's not.
10:33, and that includes marijuana. Real quick, let me get a plug in for my friends down at Kelly Cars. It is KellySubaru.com. Kelly Cars, you can still call it that, but that's new and used or pre-owned certified vehicles at KellySubaru.com. Just want to go ahead and keep the same website, same location. The used car's right there, Kelly Subaru, MLK and Riverfront. And it's every kind of car, every kind of make and model, every kind of brand. From SUVs and pickups down to little bitty sports cars, everything in between. The main thing you need to know is that they've been vetted, chosen, cherry-picked to keep the selection small and super high quality and very affordable. All right, so 30 to 35 of them out there. If you see a Subaru, it's going to do over 150 different types of tests. All other vehicles, at least 80-some-odd types of tests, comes to all kinds of benefits. KellySubaru.com. Thank you very much. 10:34. Phone lines are tied up. Not a surprise to me. Very quickly, what sets you guys in Pirate Springs apart from other facilities in the area that might touch on the same thing?
Well, mainly that we were founded by recovering addicts, and we believe in running with a lot of the principles of the 12-step programs that, you know, it takes one to help one. In fact, in one of the fellowships, it says that the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel.
Well, that is what
the foundation of.
Yep. So
that is what happens.
So we believe that everyone in our organization should be in recovery, not hired out of college, just professionals that have been trained to deal with it. We'd like to have people in recovery that have also been through college.
I'm not a thumper on the book, but I'm going to tell you that Bill W. was definitely inspired, and the wording of it, a little bit dated. It's not a page turner, but the fact is that was it. That was the secret component, is that no matter what they were doing, if they weren't helping somebody else also get sober, they were missing the most vital ingredient of all.
That's what was helping them get sober.
I'm helping you because you're okay. I am great, and it helps me to help you. And so it's selfish. It's just it's a selfish program.
And that is one of the other components of the Pirate Springs program that makes us a little bit differently is that when we work with people in the program, we point them towards giving back and giving back to Pirate Springs in such a way that it further supports other incoming addicts. So we are a self-supporting program. We still look for champions. We still look for outside donations. We look for, corporate contributors that want to, put us on a monthly dole. We love that. It helps. But we try to support ourselves from within, and so that we cannot discriminate against people that don't have insurance. Everybody gets treated the same.
10:36, very quickly, we'll jump on the phone lines. Fred, the show, Hump Day. We have Friday morning, we will be talking at 8:30 to the young lady who called yesterday, who
Katrina.
Was the former prostitute, also drug problems, and she's going to be coming and talking about her organization, and it goes part and parcel. Find a problem in this country, a societal ill, and I will draw a direct line back to substance abuse somewhere, somehow, and that includes white-collar crime and everything else. Robert on the line with us. Good morning to you.
Hey, I commend y'all for what you're doing. Have you ever heard of a speaker called, his name is Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N?
Rohn. Yeah, I've heard of him. He's a motivational speaker from back in the 70s and 80s.
Well, he's really kind of a philosopher. Mm-hmm. And I would urge everyone that can hear this to YouTube this man up. And he's got some great ideals along these same lines and other lines that's helped me tremendously. And that's all I want to say.
Jim Rohn. What made him different? What made him special, do you think?
Well, my first contact with him actually had to do with an insurance career that I started out of the Marine Corps back in the 1970s. And I went to work for Prudential Insurance Company, and they advised all of their new agents to go to this Jim Rohn seminar. And he's right. He's a motivational speaker / philosopher. And what he did is helped implant, in those days, in people a new attitude, a new way to face life that made you just really want to get in and dig for a true solution for people with a problem rather than just trying to sell a product.
Now,
that was the difference.
The fact that you guys do use exclusively people who've had the problem, I'm going to go flash back to my friend Wally Wachowski. That's the big man right there. I've told Brad the story. There was a guy who came in, and he was doing a smoking cessation hypnosis thing. And Wally asked him one question before he got on the air. He goes, well, were you a smoker? And he said, no. He goes, get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. I have to say, might have been a bit on the rude side, but I agree 100%. There's no use in you talking to somebody who is speaking theoretically when there's plenty of people out there who can speak from experience. And not just anybody. My deal might not be your deal. My experience, not your experience. What worked for me might not work for you. Some people need military-style tactics. Others need really high, touchy-feely, intellectual-type stuff. And you'll find it. And it's real simple. Find somebody who's got what you want, somebody that has what you want, that has been through
the life you want to live,
and ask and just emulate.
Which is another one of the founding principles of the program.
It's just that simple.
It is.
I hear people talk about here, if their sponsor told them to stack BBs, they'd stack BBs. I would go, let me tell you what to do with those BBs.
Sure.
I got better things to do than stack BBs. That's not helping me do anything. I'm not. Maybe that's cocky, but that's just the way I would react. So that wouldn't have helped me.
Yeah. Well, this is a good time, if I can, to plug the state of Tennessee, because this is part and parcel of what's going on tomorrow night. This whole thing started with the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse, and Monty Burks up in Nashville. And he organized a group called Tennessee Lifeline. And I don't know all the other directors, but David Hodges is the local Tennessee Lifeline leader. He's got a total of 10 counties in his area. And they're both in recovery. So, Tennessee knows what they're doing in that area, too. They've brought people on board to help work with a problem that understand the problem because they've been there.
Kevin and Chris, I'm going to come to you, and I got a couple other dumb questions. One real quick. There is an advertiser we have that you guys are affiliated with. I kind of think you got in touch with us through them. Do they want to remain anonymous?
No, they're absolutely fine.
People's Home Equity. People's Home Equity and Bruce Dodden and those folks up there, this is something that they've been donating funds and time and effort
to. Well, Bruce is on our board of directors.
There you go. And so that's when I say they're good people, I'm not just blowing smoke. No, they really are. They're very involved. Kevin, good morning to you.
On our board of directors. There you go.
Kevin, we are on a seven-second delay, so when you're on the telephone and you can hear us on the phone, go ahead and turn your radio down. Or you will start suffering flashbacks, whether you've taken LSD or not.
Now Kevin's going, oh, that was me. That was me.
Yeah, I was going to say, now I'm going to come back to you real quick. Talk to me.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't hear you.
That's all right.
I'm listening to you guys talking. I want to say, can you hear me?
Yeah, you need to turn your radio down, man. Turn your radio completely down. Just talk. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. The same way you were sitting and you were speaking, as far as the addictions that you don't fault and the things that come along with it, you know, the treatments and this and that. It's the same way in the communities dealing with this, a lot of kids. Drug addiction, as far as selling drugs, is an addiction. It's people got addiction, using drugs. It's people got addiction to selling drugs. And that's addiction cost, the thrill that come along with it, the power, the rush. Them the same type of addiction that a person have from alcohol. Not just from alcohol, but from other drugs, too.
Didn't even think about that.
Come along with it, but we look at it on the flip side because he's selling drugs, but not knowing it. These people addicted to selling drugs, the same way a person could be addicted to alcohol, addicted to using a particular drug.
You are correct.
The same thing.
You're correct.
We recognize 100%. That.
I'm going to flash back to another show, and I heard Brian Joyce and Uncle Smoke talking about whether cell phones, modern cell phones, were addictive. Hell yes, they are, just like video games are. There are people who literally cannot, I watch them do it, cannot turn their phone off, even when they're about to do an hour-long radio interview.
They get really
panicked,
don't they?
Because they're so afraid they're going to miss something somehow.
Cutting the umbilicus.
That's sick. Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, it absolutely is. And, you can include a lot of things on that list of addictive behaviors, including sexual addiction, gambling addiction. The list goes on and on. So, of course, this whole issue of the thrill of being a drug dealer is an addiction.
That's our Point Break, right?
Absolutely.
What do you think? What do you think they were doing?
And power, too. Power is a tremendous addictive thing.
Sure.
First 12-step meeting I went to the wrong place. I went to an SA meeting.
Yep.
And it took me about 15-20 minutes to realize that I was in the wrong place, because the talk was pretty much the same. They were just a little kinkier than I was. And then all of a sudden I realized, I said, I think I've wandered into the wrong spot. I just heard it was a 12-step meeting, and it was a sexual addiction, sex addict anonymous thing, and it was a closed meeting. So they'd been looking at me funny the whole time anyway.
Guy?
And I said, I probably need to be here. And they said, well, you just go ahead and stick around. The messages are very similar. I would say, though, to people who are dealing with people in their lives who are addicts, you could might get something out of an AA meeting or an NA meeting, but the Al-Anon and the stuff like that, you need to talk to people who have, again, gone through what you're going. I know how to be the tornado. I don't know how to deal with the tornado and clean up after the tornado. I was that guy. I was the one that messed things up and other people cleaned up. You need to talk to somebody who knows how to clean up or how to avoid it. Just to my own advice, 1045. The other question before I go to Chris, and we'll do that before the last break. Halfway house scared the hell out of me, the whole idea of it. To me, I needed a clean break. I needed a starting point, that long, long 2 months, but I had a starting point. And then once I was out, I didn't feel like I needed to step away. And a halfway house would look like, what a great way to get back into it, because you know they're hovering there.
A halfway house, sober living environment is really the best way for a lot of people, because it puts you in an environment where you're not tempted. You're around, well, supposedly, you're around people that are fighting that fight of recovery and staying clean and doing the
supporting
things that people in recovery need to be doing. So yeah, I mean we're looking at recovery as a lifetime deal. So
better be.
So treatment should be long term, not, you know, 28 days and you're done. It's 28 days and then you've got a lifetime of recovery meetings to go to, self-work, and that extended time in a recovery home, whether it's a halfway house or a sober living environment, is critical for many. And some of those last from anywhere from, you know, 3 months to 2 years.
All right. Now, Chris, forgive me. I'm coming to you right after this break. We got to do this. Our Brad's going to come in here and he's going to whip my button. He's a big guy, and I really don't feel like that because I've prescribed myself a day off today, and I'd like to be in the best shape possible so I can go out and hurt myself on my own terms. Paul Hook is my guest. The Bradley County Faith-Based Recovery Initiative, number 2, Pirate Springs, the organization. This is a get-together tomorrow evening. We'll talk more about that. Let's get your question or comment up in just a second. Addiction, if you're untouched by it, consider yourself very lucky. It's a single-digit group. It's a very elite club. Fred the show.
If you heard about it at lunch, we were talking about it last week. Ahead of the conversation curve, this is WGOW-FM, 102.3, The Talk Monster.
Mr. Handyman is your reliable source for household or commercial maintenance and repair needs.
Mr. Handyman does the job right the first time, provides quality work, service, and convenience.
Mr. Handyman only hires experienced staff, not subcontractors. All are licensed, bonded, and insured. Your call is answered live, 24-7, 423-800-7878.
Mr. Handyman, interior, exterior, plumbing, doors, windows, kitchen, bath, and more.
Mr. Handyman, 800-7878, or visit MrHandyman.com.
Before you put another penny in your old car, please listen to this announcement.
You could be driving a Kia. You could be driving a Kia. Oh, yes, you could. Kia of Chattanooga. Kia of Chattanooga. Oh, yes, you could.
Don't make another payment on your old car. Kia of Chattanooga will terminate your current lease or loan, even if you owe thousands more than your old car is worth. We've got 66 leftover 2016 models that must be sold at whatever price it takes. So bring us any reasonable offer on any 2016 model in stock. Don't worry about your trade-in or your credit. At Kia of Chattanooga, we'll take any trade-in, even if you owe thousands more than your old car is worth. And if you've got a job and bring home at least $350 a week, we can get you approved. Balance on trade financed in new loan, plus tax, title, and license. Subject to lender approval. Expires month end.
Kia of Chattanooga. Kia of Chattanooga. Oh, yes, you could.
The world-famous Kia of Chattanooga. Call 1-800-KIA-CARS or KiaofChattanooga.com.
Hey, do you owe big money on your credit cards? Have late fees, high interest, going nowhere with payments? Hello, yes, I'm talking to you. Well, here's what I want you to do. Call the credit card company and tell them you're sick of their nonsense and you're only going to pay them back some of their money. Well, most likely if you did this, they would say you're goofy and hang up on you. But as crazy as this sounds, this is exactly what the partner companies and National Debt Relief will do for you. If you have credit card debt, department store, gas cards, medical bills, any unsecured debt, National Debt Relief firms will settle those debts for less than what you owe. It's that simple. But you have to call them. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call them. 1-800-210-0146. When you call, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than what you owe. Call 1-800-210-0146. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop giving it away. Get your free info now. Call 1-800-210-0146. 1-800-210-0146.
It's a sad truth, but knowing the truth, knowing about it, not being in denial, being proactive, taking preemptive strikes against those who would take strikes against you just makes you feel a heck of a lot better. Legal Shield is the affordable everyman's way to ensure good legal representation when life starts hurling curveballs your way. One curveball, identity theft, has become so common that Legal Shield has devoted an entirely new division purposely carved out to combat only it. An unprecedented new task force, ID Shield, focused like a laser beam on America's biggest financial nightmare. But ID Shield doesn't just defend you, it teaches you how to prevent it, destroy it when possible, bringing the same dogged pursuit of justice to folks from all walks of life that Legal Shield does. ID Shield's crosshairs solely drawn on those heartless bad people who would take you for everything and leave you owing more. Tap into the wellspring of confidence. Mark Jones, independent associate, 227-5572, online, mark_jones@LegalShieldAssociate.com. Legal Shield, worry less, live more.
Where else can you pick up your cell and have immediate access to thousands of opinion shapers? Right here, today at 1 o'clock, I'm Brian Joyce, ready to talk with you on 102.3 FM, The Talk Monster.
The more you listen, the more you realize there's more drug songs and rock and roll than you thought. Kid Charlemagne, this one's about the guy that made LSD out on the West Coast. Steely Dan wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here it goes. 10:51, Fred the Show. Free radio every day. Freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of expression. I make no bones about the fact that I grew up counterculture. I thumbed my nose at the law, the consensus that this isn't going to work for you. And no, man, I'm a rock star. Don't you understand? I'm different. I'm just as different as everybody else in all those rehab programs and in all those meetings. Just as different as they were. Yeah, there's some... You know, they always say you can find somebody who has your story. Nobody has my story, but it still pretty much gets down to this. You know, I wanted to feel different. I didn't like the feelings I was feeling. I didn't want to go through them. I didn't want to face them. So I ran away and I self-medicated. I numbed myself. You'll find higher IQs in these places than you will almost anywhere else. Talented people. And... It respects nobody. I personified, I anthropomorphized my addiction and turned it into a monster that I had to defeat, that it would lurk for me around every corner. It helped.
I was going to say that might help to have that kind of an object.
You know, I also looked for rational recovery programs. Could not find any around here. I know that they're out there, but I just couldn't find them. People who are not believers, you can find something bigger than yourself if it's just a group. You know, there is something that you can attach to. And if you can't find something bigger than yourself, you probably are going to have a problem.
Oh, absolutely. If you're your own God, you're going to do whatever you want to do forever.
Sure.
It's absolutely true. And so many people are. They're the most important person in their own universe.
Absolutely.
Well, I am, but I'm not God. He can step in and thumb me in the head anytime he wants to. 10:53, very quickly, Creekside Closets, good friend Chad Ratto. Man, what a dude. He had such success advertising here. He actually had to shut everything down for a little bit, hire some people because of all the work that came in. But what he does is come into your home or your business, finds underutilized space, and turns it into really good, proper, attractive storage space that adds value to your home and declutters your life. Chad Ratto. And it's creeksidecloses.com. And because I did all those drugs, I sometimes have short-term memory lapses, and I forgot the phone number, and I'll give it to you in just a second. I will instead right now reintroduce Paul Hook for one more time, go around, and Pirate Springs?
Pirate Springs, the name of the organization. It's intended to last through several different iterations of our operations. So whether it's Pirate Springs and Clean Time, the cleaning crews, or Pirate Springs and our construction help, or Pirate Springs and recovery home, or Pirate Springs the ranch, which is what our really long-term goal is.
I kept seeing that word in your materials over here.
We don't have it, but I mean that is the long-term goal, is to actually have a working ranch where we can house adolescents and adults in a long-term environment where it's a working ranch and they can work livestock and work farming and all that stuff and kind of give back to themselves while they're giving back to the program.
Well, we call this the radio ranch too.
Yeah.
I know somebody right now who has a child out west, and they are in the wilderness. Being in the wilderness is not a bad place to be when you're in recovery. The thing is, you want to try to live in the moment. And one of my very, very good friends, the first meeting I walked in also, that was not the SA meeting, but the first real meeting, I saw so many people I knew. One guy was a very good friend, and he looked up at me and he nodded. I knew you would be here. I knew you would be here at one point.
The brotherhood.
But at the time, I would walk, and because he kind of led me through this thing. I was going through a crisis period, and he goes, "Well, what's the worst thing that could happen?" I told him. I said, "Well, what would be the worst thing that would happen?" "Well, what would happen then?" And it really kind of, by the time I got to the end of it, it wasn't that big a deal. And I realized that the further I took myself away from my ability to try to make a change or affect something, when I'm way out in the middle of the woods, I can't do a damn thing about it, so I can relax. I mean, there's no part of me that wants to try to save the world. I can't help anybody else. Mm-hmm. I can just do nothing except walk.
Yeah, separation is what it sometimes takes.
Sure. And so a ranch is a good idea. Have you had any problems? Have you run into any walls? Because I know that these things do get kind of competitive at times.
Well, I mean, we work with all the other organizations, so we're not really here to be a competitor. We're here to fill a gap or a void. So, you know, we don't want to steal anything from anybody. We just want to be able to offer something to people that they're not getting elsewhere.
1056. Very quickly, website, phone number, and everything they need to know real quick about tomorrow night.
Website is www.piratesprings.org. Our telephone number, 423-476-4860. Tomorrow night's Faith-Based Coalition is meeting at the church at Grace Point in Cleveland, Tennessee, from 5 to 7. Come join us. See what we're all about.
I'm so glad you came by. The number at Creekside Closet, 698-3344. Fred the show.
After filling up with hours